Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
How do we truly connect with God through prayer? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We can learn to refocus our prayers on God's priorities versus our priorities through God-focused, worship-based prayer. So says Renewal leader, author, and pastor Daniel Henderson. He joined us to talk about transforming prayer, how everything changes when you seek God's face. And he used a musical analogy to explain how the biblical Lord's Prayer teaches us how to pray.
Great question, Neil. I grew up with a musical background, so I've kind of converged those two things into my understanding of the Lord's Prayer. The simplest form of musical time is what I call split time, 2-2. And really, if you break the Lord's Prayer down, there's two parts. The first part's Godward, the second part is manward. And so the way I like to say the most basic format of prayer is that he's worthy and I'm needy. And I just look at the scripture and I think, how can I declare that he's worthy, and then how can I acknowledge that I'm needy? But if you really take the prayer, just kind of picture this, the 4-4 pattern of prayer, you look at the four movements in that prayer. Starts upward with our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's reverence for God and worship. Downward in response or yieldedness, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then it moves inward with our requests, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. But you can't stay on your knees all day. It'd be kind of nice to be a monk, and just walk around the station burning incense and chanting. But, you got to get off your knees and get into the battle.
That's what Ryan does, and it's a little annoying, but no.
It smells great.
But. Sure, it does. Yes.
Yeah. But, you do have to get engaged in the battle, and that's why that last part of the prayer, it's anticipatory. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Or as I often say, delivers from email. That's the modern day version. But it's really the idea of readiness for the battle. And that's the final movement of prayer. So it's upward, downward, inward, outward, reverence, response, request, and then readiness for the battle. And by the way, Neil, that's why praying out of the scripture is so vital. Because the best way to get battle ready is having the word of God in your mind and in your heart. And I think often we separate scripture memory from our prayer life, but I believe it's all part of the same journey with the Lord in preparing ourselves for the spiritual battle.